You're listening to Destiny Podcast. Live your call, fulfill your destiny.
My name is Pastor Ben. I'm one of the pastors of Destiny Church, and I am preaching in behalf of Pastor, our senior pastors, Pastor Carlo and Pastor Shalin Panlillo. No? So, before kong basahin ang aking mga and i-share sa inyo yung message ngayon, no, I would like to ask to invite everyone again, no, na manalangin and let's ask for more of God's grace, no, sa ating kalagitnaan. Okay, so pray with me. Father, right now, we welcome, Lord God, more of your presence in our midst, in our household, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, sa lahat po, Lord God, ng nakakarinig sa amin, Lord God, ng nanonood, ng streaming na to, Lord God, sa social media, sa online community, Panginoon. We pray, Lord God, for your grace to abound in them so that they will understand the message this afternoon, Panginoon. I pray, Lord God, that you prepare our hearts. Palambutin niyo po yung mga puso namin. I-ready mo yung mga puso namin to receive your word. And my prayer right now, Lord God, is may the word that we will be receiving, Lord God, this afternoon will cause us, Lord God, to be more and more like you, Lord God. Panginoon, dalangin po namin na mag-produce ng fruit, Lord God, yung pong salita na madidinig namin, Lord God, sa afternoon na ito, Panginoon. And everything, Lord God, na mapag-uusapan namin ngayong hapon hanggang mamaya, Lord God, sa panel discussions namin, we're bringing back, Lord God, all the glory to you, Panginoon. This is all for the glory of your name. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa time na to. We just bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, everybody say, Amen! All right, sige. Batiin mo ng magandang hapon yung kasama mo sa bahay, kung may kasama ka sa bahay, no? So, anyway, nito pong mga nakaraan, no, several Sundays ago, we are talking about a topic na, you know, kumbaga, very important na madinig ng bawat isa. This is a topic entitled, okay, itong series na to, pinamagatan ni Pastor Carlo ng Unshakables, okay? So, ibig sabihin, mga bagay na hindi basta-basta na, ano, na nagagalaw, hindi basta-basta natitibag, hindi basta-basta nagugunaw, no? These things are unshakable, no? So, buntahan natin yung passage na yon. Actually, yung passage yon ay mababasa natin sa 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Okay, so, to kick off, no, basahin ko lang tong passage na to. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. NLT says, three things will last forever. Okay, sabi daw, may tatlong bagay daw na magiging forever. Okay, ibig sabihin, these things are unshakable. Sabi dito, faith, hope, and love. Okay, and the greatest of these is love. Yan, kung naghahanap ka ng mga bagay na ano, na kumbaga hindi mawawala, hindi ka iiwanan, okay, itong tatlong ito daw yon. Okay, faith, hope, and love. And sabi dito sa passage na to, the greatest of these is, yes, love. Okay, so basahin ko siya itong passage na to, no, sa The Passion Translation. Okay. Okay, basahin ko to. This is an amazing translation. Sabi dito, okay, The Passion Translation says, until then, there are three things that remain. Okay, faith, hope, and love. Sabi dito, may kasundan pa, na binanggit pa dito, no? Yet, love surpasses them all. So, above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for which you run. Yan, okay? Sabi dito, when we do the things that we are doing in our lives, sabi niya dito, make sure daw na ang buhay daw natin, yung pagtakbo natin sa journey ng buhay na to, ng life natin, hayaan daw natin that love be the beautiful prize that you are looking up to. Okay, yung iba kasi kung ano-ano tinitingnan mo, eh, no? And so, pagtingin mo doon, akala mo yun na yung price. Tapos nung nakita mo na, oh, ang bihira, COVID-19, may pandemic tayo ngayon. Suddenly, naguna-una, nawala na. Ayaw mo nang tumakbo. Ang gusto mo na lang, nakaupo sa sofa at nanonood ng Netflix. Alright, so apparently, there's an encouragement here that let love be the beautiful price for which you run. Okay, bakit daw? Because this is something that is unshakable. Kung naghahanap ka sa buhay mo ng something na hindi matitibag, hindi mawawala, hindi magugunaw, kahit na ano pang pandemic at pagsubok ang dumaan sa buhay mo, let that be, sabi nga dito, faith, hope, and love. And this afternoon po, no, pag-uusapan po natin yung last portion, no, yung love. We will be talking about that. At ako po, I gave a title for this message and I entitled this, guess what? Tough love. Yan. Okay, sabi dito, tough love. Okay? So, i-define natin what is tough. Okay, ano bang ibig sabihin ng tough na yan? Okay? It says here, sabi po ng dictionary, tough is defined as strong enough to withstand adverse conditions. Yan. Okay, when you talk about being tough, you're talking about standing even the adverse situations, the conditions and the situations that you are in. Alam niyo po sa buhay natin, kahit bago pa yung pandemic, I believe you are facing those several adverse conditions and situations in your life. Siguro for the students, no, sa mga kabataan na kasama ko dito, no? Shout out sa inyong mga young at heart, katulad ko. Yan, woohoo! Alright, sa mga kabataan dito, no? Kahit bago pa yung pandemic, kahit bago pa tayo na lockdown at na community quarantine, there are challenges in our lives and nakita nyo na challenges tulad ng ano, tulad ng mga examinations. Okay, so that's very challenging. Okay, yung iba quiz. Okay, yung iba naman challenges in relationship. Ayan, kasi jumojowa ka na, nag-aaral ka pa, wag muna. Okay, talagang challenging yan. Okay, so yung iba naman challenges natin sa ating mga magulang, no, the way we relate with them. And minsan, because of our season, kung nasaan yung period mong, kumbaga yung age mo ngayon, no, minsan di ka naiintindihan ng other people around you and you are thinking, grabe naman, they cannot understand me. And for you, that is an adverse condition. Okay, and you're saying, yeah, that's tough for me. Okay, and yung iba naman siguro sa mga professional na nagtatrabaho na, okay, meron mang professional na hindi nagtatrabaho, meron din. Okay, professional lang sila pero walang trabaho. So, okay, and madalas, sa trabaho natin, sa work natin, there are adverse situations, adverse conditions that we are facing in with regard sa ating boss, sa workload natin, sa roles mo, di ba? Minsan, ito lang yung pinirmahan mo, pero hindi mo nabasa yung fine print, may nakalagay pa doon, and all other else, di ba? So, hindi mo nabasa doon, no? Kasi invisible yung tinta na nakasulat, no? So, and that's challenging. That is an adverse condition, something that you want to endure. Okay? Yung iba sa atin, because the pressure sa work and sa bahay, minsan nasasama pa natin yon, and on top of that yung traffic ng Metro Manila, no, ibang klase ang ginagawa niya, and somehow we succumb to this sabi ko nga, adverse conditions and situations ng buhay natin. We cannot withstand to mga bagay na to. Sa mga mag-asawa naman na nakikinig sa akin, shout out sa mga couples out there. Okay, and sama ko na din yung mga may jowa, no? Tsaka may mga boyfriend, may mga girlfriend, mga engaged, prepare sa kanila mga kasal, manganganak, nagpaplanong magkaanak, at iba pa, no? So, at nag-aalaga ng mga anak. Okay, there are adverse situations in really getting into a married life and having someone aside from yourself, di ba? Minsan sarili pa lang natin, problema na talaga. But we have other people na kasama, and it's really a very challenging, a trying times para sa atin. Wala pang pandemic yon, ha? Okay? And indeed, ang hirap mag-withstand, no? Minsan parang kung sa mga men na kasama ko dito, di ba? Sa mga mister po, no? Minsan naranasan niyo na ba yung ano, yung miscommunication? Miscommunication, di ba? So hindi mo na intindihan, oy, may sinasabi pala siya. Akala ko pumayag siya sa akin, tapos nasigawan ka, napagalitan ka, and nagpaalam ka mag-Dota, yung pala ay bawal. Sumagot siya ng okay, pero ang ibig sabihin pala ng okay ay hindi okay. So those are the things that are challenging para sa atin. And sabi dito, being tough is about being strong enough to withstand adverse conditions and situations in our life. It's about able to endure hardship or pain, to endure hardship or adversity, to be uncompromising, to be firm, to be steadfast. Yun daw ibig sabihin ng tough, ng matatag, ng matibay, no? And apparently, nung pumasok yung pandemic, no, simula po nung na-lockdown, na nag-declare sa Philippines sa atin yung March 17 yun, if I'm not mistaken, sinabi na, okay, everyone, stay at your home. And nung una, masaya pa tayo, uy, walang pasok, stay at home. And then lumipas ang isang linggo, dalawang linggo, tatlong linggo, nagiging adverse na ang condition. Lalo na kung ikaw yung lagi naghuhugas ng plato at ikaw yung lagi nagluluto, di ba? Sa'yo nakatoka ang lahat, no? And you're together with the people around you, lalo na kung medyo may what do you call this friction inside the sa family, sa bahay, no? And indeed, that is some hardship and what do you call that? Yeah, adverse condition that we are in. And with that, okay, mahirap magmahal if that is the situation. Okay, kumbaga parang saan mo huhugutin yung pag-ibig na yon? Saan mo huhugutin yung pagtingin na yon in the midst of the difficult times that you are in? Where do you get that? Apparently, there's a proposal here, sinabi nga ng passage ng 1 Corinthians. Okay? Let love be the beautiful price for which you run. Kaya nga, antaw natin na ang pag-ibig ang gamitin nating susi, because there is a tough love na tinatawag. If there is a tough situation in our lives, okay, and we want to do things that na passionate pa rin tayo, there must be love, and we need that tough love. Okay? Alam niyo po, sa generation na to, sangkatutak na ang definition ng love, eh, no? Minsan masabi lang na na pag-ibig na yan, o makapag I love you, love na agad yun, eh. Okay, mag-good morning ka lang sa messenger, love na agad. Okay, di ba, pambihira, grabe, ibang klase yung generation natin, nag-iba na ang definition. But right now, I would like us to go back kung ano ba talaga yung foundational when we talk about love. Paano masusukat that indeed that love is really tough? Okay, kasi merong love na malamya, eh. Okay, may love na parang love mo ngayon, tas bukas hindi na. May mga nagre-react dito. Okay? Nag-love, tapos maya-maya, parang hindi na. Okay, nawalan lang ng load, hindi ka lang kagad nakapag-reply, nawala na yung love. Okay, so those are the things that are very difficult to swallow para sa generation na to. But right now, this is an opportunity for me to present my case with you regarding tough love. Okay, at binanggit ko na kanina that tough love is a love that is strong enough to withstand adverse conditions. Yan. Okay, so ngayon, I will be sharing three things about that tough love. Ano, paano ba masasabi na tough yung love na yan? Okay, three things. Okay, plus two additional insights mamaya. Okay, so total lima. Okay, so, all right, number one, let's talk about tough love. Okay, the tough love, okay, is the love that never ceases. Okay, isa ito ang pag-ibig daw na that can withstand adverse conditions and situations. This is a love that never ceases. Isang pag-ibig na hindi humihinto. Pag-ibig na hindi napapagal. Pag-ibig na hindi napapagod maghugas ng plato. Yan, sorry, nabanggit ko. Okay, di ba? Pag-ibig na ako na magluluto. Di ba? Ako na mag-aalaga ng mga bata. Pag-ibig naglalabayan. Okay. Sorry, okay, pambihira yung mga illustration ko, no. Okay, so I would like to read a passage, okay? With this is written by Nehemiah. Okay? Sorry, not Nehemiah, sorry, Jeremiah. This is in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 21 to 23. Yan, okay? Lamentations chapter 3 verse 21 to 23. Pero before we jump into the passage, pag pinag-usapan natin ang salitang lamentation, okay, pag tiningnan mo siya sa dictionary, ang ibig sabihin literally ng lamentation ay crying, pag-iyak. Okay? So paano makukuha mong toughness sa pag-iyak? Okay? Basahin natin tong passage na to. All right? Lamentations chapter 3 verse 21 to 23. But this I call to mind. Okay, sabi ni Jeremiah. And therefore, I have hope, sabi niya. Verse 22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Okay, pansinin niyo, doon sa libro ng pag-iyak, sa libro ng pagtangis, ng pagsigaw, ng pagkalugmok, okay, there is this passage na makikita ka sa kalagitnaan and saying that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. If you will be looking sa mga passages before and before po dito sa ano sa verse 21, makikita mo that indeed the writer is really suffering. Matindi pinagdadaanan niya thus indeed pwede niyang sabihin na indeed this is a book of lamentation. Actually magbagnit lang ako nung two verse no. 17, verse 17 and verse 18. Okay, I think hindi yata ito na ilagay ng team natin kasi hindi ko yata ito sinama dun sa outline na pinasa ko. But now, I would like to read it. Sabi dito, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Banggitin ko lang to. Ito yung isa sa mga pagtangis na ginagawa po nung writer. Sabi niya, my soul has been rejected from peace. Okay? I have forgotten happiness. And so, I say, my strength had perished and so my hope from the Lord. Pambihira yung nangyari po sa writer na ito. And he is saying that indeed, yung daw kanyang soul, his mind, his will, his emotion is really suffering. And sabi niya, has been rejected from peace. Alam mo yun, walang katahimikan, walang kapayapaan sa buhay niya. I don't know about you, minsan po, probably you're inside your house or nasa social media ka. And somehow, peaceful, mukhang peaceful naman yung surrounding, but somehow deep inside you, there is a nagging desire, something that is very a turmoil inside of you. Ewan ko naranasan nyo, no? Na parang mukhang okay ka naman from the outside, kayong mag-post at sabihin na praise the Lord dun sa iyong social media. Pwede ka magpa-Instagram at tama mo lang yung framing mo, mukhang maganda na. Diba? But apparently, magugulat ka na sa loob mo, meron pa rin void. May kakulangan sa puso mo. Parang there is no peace inside of you. And apparently, binanggit din nitong writer na to, sinabi niya, I have forgotten happiness. Nakakalimutan niya na paano maging masaya. Okay? Nakakalimutan niya paano maglagay ng ngiti sa kanyang mga labi. Oh my God! Kawawa naman itong writer na to. Nakakalimutan niya ng maging masaya. And even he's saying na kahit daw yung lakas niya is perishing. It's all, well, not perishing, but has perished, na wala na daw ang kanyang lakas, no? And even yung pag-asa niya sa kanyang Panginoon, nawala na din. And you can imagine the perspective where the writer is coming from. Indeed, that is an adverse condition, a very tough one that he is facing. Maaring papatong-patong yung nangyari sa kanya. Probably some of us, okay, sa mga viewers natin na makaka-relate ka dito na, yeah, that's difficult. I've been there. I know the feeling. Alam ko yan. Probably some of you will be saying, yes, Pastor Ben, I am in that situation right now. There's no peace in me. I forgot what is the meaning of happiness. Ano ba yung paano maging masaya? My strength is really perishing right now. And if this is your situation, I would like to encourage you and I would like to tell you that there is a tough love. And that tough love is a love that never ceases, hindi napapagod. And I would like to read the next passage, which is binanggit ko na at binasa ko na kanina, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. Sabi ng writer, so ito, same na tao to na nagsulat. Sabi niya, but this I call to mind. Sabi niya, inalala ko to. Inalala ko, I remember this time, I remember this moment. Sabi niya, and therefore, I have hope. Kahit daw nung nawawala na yung pag-asa niya, he forgot what is happiness, there's no peace in him. Sabi niya dito, I remember, I still remember. And right now, I would like to encourage everyone to always remember that there is a tough love. There is a steadfast love. And sumunod na sinabi niya, and he reminded himself, verse 22, amazing, sabi niya dito, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Sabi niya dito, yung pag-ibig ng Panginoon, the tough love of God, it never ceases. Hindi matitibag, hindi mawawala, hindi matatapos. And this is an encouragement that I would like to give to every viewers. Hindi ko alam ang specific na pinagdadaanan mo. Hindi ko alam kung gano'ng ka-adverse ang situation and condition mo. May it be in your finances, in your relationship, sa inyong mag-asawa, sa inyong mga anak, sa mga anak para sa kanilang mga magulang, regarding sa situation sa trabaho, na-layoff ka ba, forced leave ka ba ngayon, kalahati lang yung natanggap mong sweldo, or probably several things pa na nangyayari sa'yo. I would like you to hear this, that there is a love who will never stop. Okay? And sabi dito, His mercies never come to an end. Our God loves you so much. and that love will never stop. Yes, kahit na gaano pa kasama at kapangit ang pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, ang pag-ibig na ito ay ang pag-ibig na hindi mapapagal, hindi mapapagod. It will always run after you. It will always be there for you. And sinabi niya dito, that love, okay, is new every morning. They are new every morning. The faithfulness of our God, okay, is amazing, is really great. And to relate, no, just to tell you, baka ano lang, stir lang yan, Pastor Ben, no, I would like to tell you this. There was a time in my life na katulad ako nung writer. There is no peace, I don't know how to be happy, and there's no strength in me. You know, alam mo yun, paikot-ikot ko lang, wala kang vision, wala kang plano sa buhay. Yes, I was like that before. I don't know how to smile. I don't know how to be happy on my own. I don't know where to get that peace. And I remember it very well. Itong mga panahon na to, ito yung mga panahon that indeed parang kinalimutan ko na talaga in hoping in the Lord. Ito yung mga panahon na naging atheist ako. I don't believe in a God. Kumbaga, self-declared, walang Panginoon, walang Diyos. Kung talaga may mapagmahal na Diyos, bakit ganito nangyayari sa buhay ko? And those things are a result of my relationship in the family, specifically with my dad. So, you know, I grew up without the guidance ng ama. Okay, so if I remember it right, nung iniwanan kami ng dad ko, I was 6 years old. So technically lumaki po ako ng walang tatay, walang guidance ng ama. And to tap on that, hindi kami yung first family. So ibig sabihin may naunang pamilya. Okay, may 4 na kapatid po ako sa unang asawa ng dad ko. So second family po kami. So may mga kapatid ako sa labas, no. Ang kailangan sa kanila ay papasukin. Okay, so but really, no, nung mga panahon na yon, I'm really starving for that love. Hindi mo alam kung saan hahugutin o hahanapin. You needed to stand on your own. And then because of that, there's anger, there's rage, there's violence in my life. I got involved into drugs. Napasama pa ako sa leftist movement. Actually, nung freshman po ako sa UP Manila, sabi po ng nanay ko, naka-receive daw siya ng letter from the movement, from the CPP, no? At ang nakalagay daw po doon ay ang inyong anak ay hindi niyo anak, siya ay anak ng bayan, blah, blah, blah. Mahabang letter daw, naka-receive niya, nakasulat sa yellow ano, tawag doon? Yellow pad. Nasa yellow pad. So, kwento niya sa akin. And that was my life. And araw-araw, lasing ako. Alam mo yung para makalimutan mo lang, naglalasing ako, umiinom ako ng alak every day. Baon ko yun sa school, actually. Nakalagay sa mineral water bottle ang Ginebra San Miguel. Alaman ng bago, asero at saka balisong. I'm not doing well by that time, no? And then someone invited me in a church, in a preaching actually. Okay, actually camp yun. And I remember it very well. Okay, the time, the date. Okay, that's March 30, 2003. Okay, tanda ako yun, no? Sa Brecha and Barrio siya to, Antipolo Rizal. Okay, tapos naalala ko, 17 lang po kami nung time na yon sa camp na yon. And I went there kasi yung nag-invite po sa akin ay ang aking ex-girlfriend, kaya ako sumama, no? So, and nandun ako, and sabi niya camp, so akala ko bonfire, my tent. Okay, so yung pala camp regarding talking about Jesus, no? Anyway, I was there, and nakaupo ako sa fourth row, white monoblock, sa right ng preacher, nasa may aisle ako, naka-yellow na t-shirt ako, white na short, blue na sapatos, no? Ang buhok ko noon, ano, curly na malaki. So afro, no, yung buhok ko noon. And looking back kung ano yung lahat ng kasamaang ginawa ko. Parang sa loob-loob ko, walang magmamahal sa isang katulad ko, bulok 'to eh. Yun eh, there's no peace, rejected yung happiness sa buhay ko, there's no strength in me, I'm just roaming around, patapo na sa madaling salita. And then I heard that the preacher said na mahal daw ako ng Panginoon. And you know, hindi ko, ang hirap lunukin, ang hirap tanggapin, kasi alam mo, bulok eh, alam mo, patapon ka, alam mo kung gano'ng kababo yung buhay mo. And here comes someone telling that there is a God, hindi lang siya human being, a God who loves me so much and even to the point of dying for me. And parang sabi ko, ay, ganun bang pag-ibig? And somehow, nung sinabi niya, sige, tanggapin ko daw si Jesus, well, sabi ko nga sa inyo, 80s ako, pero dahil nandun ako sa camp, nasa Antipolo, wala akong way para umuwi. Sabi ko, sige nga, subukan ko nga yung Jesus na yan. And when I prayed that prayer and accepted him in my heart, apparently I felt that love. And it is not just an ordinary love. It is a tough love. A love who never stopped pursuing me. Alam mo yun, yung parang na-realize mo na, oh my God, for all this time, inahabol ako ng pag-ibig na to, hindi napagod. Many times, kumakatok ang Panginoon sa pintuan ng puso ko, and every time, I will be rejecting Him. Ayaw ko sa Kanya. Tatakbuhan ko siya, tataguan ko siya, and I don't like Him. But apparently, yung pag-ibig nun, hindi napagod. And it's always right. They're ready to embrace me and to hug me. And so, kung meron po kayong mga nakikinig po ngayon, nanonood na, probably that was your life na ganun yung buhay mo, hindi mo alam kung may magmamahal pa. So I'll tell you, there is a tough love. And that love will never cease in following you up, in reaching out to you, in loving you. Okay, hindi mapapagod ang pag-ibig na to kahit na ano pang takbo ang gawin mo. And that is the tough love of our Lord. And it will never cease. It is new every morning because our God is a loving God. Okay? So, I would like to remind that sa inyo. Para naman sa mga kaibigan ko na probably nag-church ka na before, naranasan mo yung pag-ibig na yon. Tapos eventually, hindi ko alam kung ano nangyari sa season ng buhay mo, somehow tinakbuhan mo siya, tinalikuran mo siya, at sabi mong, ayoko nang magmahal. Ayoko na sa Panginoon. Tinakbuhan mo, lumayo ka sa church. And somehow, you encountered at nag-cross yung ating landas ngayon, yung path natin. You're hearing me right now. You're listening to this message. I would like to speak to you. Hindi aksidente na nag-cross yung landas natin ngayon. May gustong ipaabot ang Panginoon sa iyo. He's telling you, God will never stop loving you. He has a tough love. Mahal na mahal na mahal ka ng Panginoon. Maging sino ka man. Yeah. All right. That's tough love right there. Okay, so number one, a tough love is a love that never ceases. Hindi napapagod. Hindi humihinto. And that's my point number one. Point number two, okay? Tough love is the love that disciplines. Okay, sabihin mo nga, disciplines. Okay, anong ibig sabihin nun? Actually, pag in-research nyo po or tinignan nyo sa ginugol nyo ang tough love, ang usual na lalabas dyan ay ang parenting. Tough love ay ina-associate talaga sa parenting. Usually pagka sa parenting ng mga teenagers. So sa mga teenager friends ko out there, so tough love is for you. Alright, sabi dito, okay, ang tough love daw is a love that disciplines. And I would like to read a passage in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. Ito pong passage na to is life verse ng aking mga anak. So meron po ako, by the way, I'm already... ilang taon na ba kaming kasal? 9 years na po kaming kasal sa Thursday, July 9. Woohoo! So, amazing ang Panginoon. Praise God for that. For 9 years, there's a tough love who never let us yung relationship namin na mawasak or masira. No? Ang bihira ang pag-ibig ng Panginoon, and praise God for that. So, meron akong 7 years old na po yung anak ko by September. And meron po, parehong lalaki po yung kids ko. At yung pong bunso ay 2 years old. And both boys, and kakaiba po sila. Ibang klase po yung aming mga anak. And they are, how do I put that? They need some tough love. Yan, okay. Ganun na lang. Ganun yung kakasabi ko. So, ako as a parent, nung lumabas po yung panganay naming anak, si Benjamin. So, strong yung personality ng bata hanggang sa nag-2 years old siya. Yung wife ko, si Cha, sabi niya, sweetie, kailangan na nating paluin yung bata na yan. Ako yung ayaw. Hindi natin papaluin yan. Kadel-kadel lang. Kasi nga, hindi ko naranasan yung pagmamahal ng isang tatay. So gusto ko ding ibigay dun sa anak ko na hindi ko sasaktan yan. Mamahalin ko lang to. Ganun. And I don't have a deep revelation back then kung ano bang ibig sabihin ng tough love. Amazingly, noong mga panahon na yon, binanggitan ako ng passage ng aking asawa. Sabi niya, sweetie, Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24. And I would like to read it. Sabi dito, Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24, it says here, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Okay, amazing nung time na to, sabi ko, yung pala yung pag-ibig, ganun pala dapat maging tatay. Okay? So, simula noon, kinausap ko si Benjamin, yung pong pangalan ng aking panganay. Sabi ko, Benj, simula ngayon, ikaw ay makakatikim na ng palo dahil ikaw ay hindi na baby. Dahil 2 years old ka na. Okay, so bumili ako ng pampalo talaga. May nabibili palang ganun, no? Tapos, ang isa sa mga verses na nakalagay doon ay itong verse na to. Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. So talagang pinaliwanag ko to kay Bench. Sabi ko, Bench, alam mo bang love na love ka ni Daddy? Sabi niya, yes, Dad. Therefore, sabi dito, pag love kita, kailangan kitang paluin. Bakit naman, Dad? Sabi ko, love kita eh. Ganun ang love. Okay. Tapos, hindi niya una, hindi niya maintindihan. Sabi niya, Dad, bakit? Bakit kailangan? Kasi because it is what the word of God is saying. And so ngayon, sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng wisdom. How should I explain this para sa aking anak? And the Lord led me to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 7. Sabi ng ESV, sabi dito, Hebrews 12, 5 to 7, and have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? Okay, ganito daw pag anak. Sabi ng writer ng Hebrews, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by Him. For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives. It is for the discipline that you have to endure. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? And grabe yung impact nito sa akin. Sabi ko, ganun pala maging tatay. Wala. Sa mga tatay out there, okay, I'm so English right now. Sa mga fathers po na kabatch ko, no, sa mga tatay na naririto, wala nagturo sa atin paano maging tatay. No one taught us, wala, hindi tinuro sa school yon. And then, nung lumas yung baby, tatay ka na. Welcome to the club. Parang ganun agad. And walang nagturo sa atin, how do we do that? How do we do it? No one explained the step by step, the formula or whatever, how to be a father. And apparently, meron pala sa scripture nakalagay doon how to be a father and how you treat your sons. And apparently, nung nakita ko tong passage, yung sabi ko, yes, Lord, kailangan talaga palang paluin ang bata. So somehow nag-give in na ako dun sa suggestion ng wife ko na kailangan paluin si Benjamin. And then nasundan pa ng isa sa mga meditations ko sa Proverbs din, and I would like to read it. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15. Sabi ng Amplified. Okay, ito po ay medyo mas malakas ng konti more than other translations, Amplified siya. Sorry for that. Okay, sorry dito. Proverbs 22 verse 15, it says here, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline, correction, administered with godly wisdom and loving kindness, will remove it far from him. So kinausap ko si Benjamin, sinabi dito that the rod of discipline will chase foolishness away. Tatanggalin daw nito yung foolishness. So kinausap ko si Benjamin, sabi ko, Bench, alam mo love ka ni Daddy? Yes, Dad, alam ko love kita. Love mo ako. Sabi ko, ano yung mga bagay na gusto mo kay Daddy? I love it when you kiss me, when you hug me, when you tell stories to me. And yung mga bagay daw, gusto niya daw yon. When you play with me, okay. So sabi ko, because I love you, I needed to discipline you. Okay, Dad, ano yun? Kailangan kitang paluin. Dad, masakit yun eh. Okay, pero kailangan kitang paluin. Tapos binasa ko yung mga passages na to. So sabi ko sa kanya, Bench, alam mo yung foolishness? Yung foolishness na to, ang tawag din dito, bad habit. Yan. Tapos yung bad habit, pumupunta sa puwet yan. Ganun ko yung explain, no? Pumupunta sa puwet yan. Tapos, yung rod of discipline, pinakita ko yung binili ko, na pampalo talaga. Okay, bat friendly naman po yun. Konting latay lang po ang lalabas. Okay, so, sabi ko sa kanya, Bench, ito, it will drive bad habit away. It will drive foolishness away. Okay, so, it will chase it away. So, pag pinalo kita, mawawala yung bad habit mo. So ngayon, may one time, ang ginawa niya, so sa bawat bad habit, papaluin ko siya ng isa. And one time sa church, nanuntok, nanipa, nanigaw, nangagat, nambanat, basta sa 7 sa madalas, 7 po yung kanyang bad habit na ginawa. And I need the rod of discipline to chase it away. Okay, so sabi ko, Bench, kailangan kitang paluin. Sabi niya, Dad, no. Hindi pa kita pinapalo, umiiyak na. Yun yung mga technique ng mga bata, di ba? So sabi ko, Bench, hindi gumagana. Alam mo, in-explain ko din sa kanya na sa family namin, hindi gagana yung cry. So alam niya na hindi gagana yung cry. Alam mo, Bench, na hindi gagana yung cry sa family natin. Okay. Ganun lang kabilis niya. Okay. Sabi ko, okay, papaluin kita. Tapos, pinalo ko siya. And malakas po yung palo. Anyway, nung papaluin ko na siya, di dapat 7. Sabi niya, Dad, wait. Sabi ko, bakit? Dad, pwedeng 1 lang. So, di ba, from 7, ang tawad niya, 1. Sabi ko, mabira itong anak ko na to, ha. Tumatawad ng 7, ng isa. Ang laki kagad ng tawad, no? So, sabi ko sa kanya, hindi, 7 dapat. And then, eventually, nakipag-bargain siya, nauwi sa 3 na lang. So, 3 spunky para sa kanya. And so, nung nakadapahan na siya, di papaluin ko na, Dad, no, wait. May sabihin ako sa'yo, Dad. Oh, yeah, ano yun? Dad, pwede hindi malakas. So apparently, pinalo ko siya and malakas. And then, through the years, ganun yun po yung na-discipline na binibigo sa niya. Every time na magiging rude siya, hindi siya thankful. Every time na, basta every time na may disrespect siyang gagawin, may spank siya, may bad habit na gagawin. So, and one time, tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, Benj, what are the things that you like about Daddy? So, naalala niyo, tinanong ko din siya before. At ang sagot niya sa akin ay yung hugs, yung kisses, yung nagpe-play kami and everything. So, apparently ngayon, sinabi niya, gusto niya daw when I kiss him, I embrace him, and I play with him, and pag pinapalo ko daw siya. Nagulat ako, parang, hala, kasama na yung palo sa mga bagay na gusto niya sa akin. So, sabi ko, kasama yung palo? Oh, Dad, kasama yun. I love it. Sabi ko, why? Kasi Dad, ganito yon. So, pinaliwanag niya sa akin. Naalala ko nung time na to, 3 yata siya or 4 years old. Sabi niya, kasi Dad, ganito yon. Di ba may bad habit? Yung bad habit pumupunta sa puwet ko. And tapos, pag hindi mo ako pinalo, yung bad habit, nandun lang yun sa puwet. Hindi matatanggal yun. And syempre, di ba, nagiging strong ako, nagiging big ako, nag-workout ako. So ngayon, yung bad habit, magiging big din yun, tsaka strong. And pag strong na siya, sobrang strong na, hindi na aalis yun sa akin. So, hindi na mawawala yun hanggang maging big ako, may bad habit ako. And Dad, thank you kasi tinatanggal mo yung bad habit. Parang sabi ko, what the heck? Revelation! Parang sabi ko, ang bangis nun. And I realized, sabi ko, yeah, yun yung ginagawa ng Lord sa atin. The Lord disciplines us because He loves us. And that is a tough love. And alam niyo po, just honestly, every time napapaluin ko yung anak ko, ako po ay naiiyak. Pero syempre, kailangan kong pigilan. Tapa! Pero naiiyak ka. Pero kailangan mong paluin at hindi pwedeng mahina. Kasi hindi matatanggal ang bad habit. Okay, so, and na-realize nyo yun. So, sabi ko, praise God for that. Praise God for the word and for the revelation that indeed that love is a love that disciplines. And I don't know about you. Probably, sa mga viewers po natin ngayon, siguro dumadaan ka sa discipline ng Lord ngayon. And somehow you are looking at it with contempt. Parang ayaw mo, parang galit ka. Wag ka magalit. Mag-thank you ka. Bakit? Kasi love ka ng Lord. Yun ang tough love eh. Kung walang discipline, ay hindi love yun. Sabi nga doon eh, pagka walang discipline, He hates His son. And because the Lord loves you so much, He will discipline you, He will help you, He will do everything in His capacity in order for you to learn and to grow and to mature so that He will drive that foolishness away from you. So that when you grow up, when you grow into maturity, you enter into the relationship, nagkaroon ka na ng family, nagkaroon ka na ng mga anak, it will not be there with you, that those bad habits and those foolishness sa buhay mo. It will drive, the discipline of the Lord will drive that foolishness away. So ngayon, meron na akong bunso. Okay? So ano na ako, confident na ako, sabi ko, ha, hintayin ko lang na mag-birthday ka ng 2 years old. Pakapaluin na kita, sabi ko ganun. Eh, nag-birthday noong June 26, no? Sabi ni Benj, sabi ni Benj Kenab, Chase, 2 years old ka na. Okay, so mapapalo ka na. Mapapalo ka na. And so sabi ko, Chase, sabi ko, pinaliwanag ko sa kanya kahapon, isang araw, pinakita ko yung sabi ko, Chase, oh ito, ganito kakalove ni Daddy. I-chase natin yung foolishness away. It will drive you, it will drive, this rod of discipline will drive the bad habits away. Sabi niya, yes, gumaganon-ganon lang yun eh. Yes, napaka-cute. Tapos one time, papaluin ko siya, sabi ko, Chase, ano yung bad habit na ginawa mo? Lumapit sa akin, sabi niya, yung alam mo yung papapi ay, sabi ko, saan mo natutunan yan? Tapos natatawa na ako yung nawala na yung momentum mo. Saan mo natutunan yan? Wala. Ganun. So, pinapractice mo ba yan? Yes. nitong nakaraan, may ginagawa lagi siyang bad habit. Nangunguha siya ng gunting at scissors ng kanyang kuya. So, syempre, matatalas yun, matulis pang artwork niya ng kuya niya. Si Chia, yung wife ko, nakaisip siya ng paraan. Bumili siya ng safe na gunting. So, mukhang frog, hindi siya nakakatusok, pero matalas pa rin, no? And then, kahapon, napansin namin ng wife ko, may uka dito yung aking anak. may poknat dito, no? Sabi sa niya, Chase, ano yan? Ginunting niya daw, ginupit niya at gamit yung kanyang scissors. Sabi ko, sweetie, apparently, bad habit ba yan? Yung ginawa niya? Hindi, yan ay pagiging baby. Okay, at sinong bumili ng gunting? So, si wife, sweetie, kasalanan mo yan. Joke lang. But really, no, going back dun sa what I'm saying, the Lord loves you so much. At kung may discipline na ibinibigay sa'yo ang Lord, wag mong takbuhan. That is tough love right there. And many times in my life, amazing yung ginawa ng Panginoon in disciplining me, in the way I handle my finances, the way I treat my wife, the way I treat my kids. And a lot of times, hindi ko sasabihin sa inyong madali, but it's worth it. It's worth it na pagdaanan, it's worth it na yakapin mo yung discipline na yan. Okay? And minsan, kunyari kung leader ka naman, no? Leader ka, tapos isa sa mga disciples mo or mga tao mo are facing or going through something. And then suddenly, you are always there to the rescue. Okay, so meron kang messianic complex, okay, meron kang Jesus syndrome, parang alam mo, ikaw si Jesus, no? So lagi kang lumatakbo sa mga disciples mo, sige, akong bahala dyan, pagpipray natin yan, etong tulong, ibibigay ko lahat ng tulong sa'yo. Okay? And hindi kaya, it is a question that you need to answer for yourself and with the Lord, no? Hindi kaya you are shielding your disciple to the discipline that the Lord is giving your disciple. May ginagawa ang Lord, tas ikaw nangingialam ka. Haharangan mo, may dinidiscipline ng Lord ang disciple mo, and you are always there ready to the rescue. And take note, these people belongs to the Lord. The people that we have, they are the Lord's. The church, tayo po, the people, they belong to the Lord. And of course, we minister, we help, we pastor them, we shepherd them with skillful hands and with integrity of our hearts, no? But a lot of times, we need to be very discerning and we need to hear from the Lord. And Lord, is this a discipline that you are giving your son, your daughter? And we need to be ready to hear from the Lord. At pag sinabi ng Lord, may ginagawa ako dyan. Mag-back off muna tayo. And hayaan natin ng Lord na kumilos sa buhay nila. Let us not shield the people that the Lord entrusted to us sa ginagawa ng Lord sa kanila. And that is tough love right there. Alam mo yun, parang hirap nun, hindi ha? And ganun po yung ginawa namin sa anak namin. Kasi po yung mga bata, di ba, nagtatantrum sila. And usually they shout, they nagugulong-gulong, nagtatantrums. And naalala ko sila Pastor Carlo po, tinuruan niya kami dun kay Benjamin na pag umiiyak yung bata, nagmamanipulate lang yan. So sabi namin, nagmamanipulate ka lang pala. Di ngayon, hinayaan lang namin silang umiyak. So minsan nangingitim na sila. Yung gano'n na, yung parang nakakaawan, gusto mo nang yakapin, gusto mo nang yapusin, pero hindi, tough love. Ayan. Tapos, di iyak siya ng iyak. Tapos, sabi namin, Bench, tapos ka nang umiyak. No, ay! Iyak pa siya. Tapos, eventually, tinanong namin, Bench, tapos ka na mag-cry? Yes. Ganun lang kabilis, no? And Chase as well, ganun din. So, alam niya sa pamilya namin, hindi gagana yung kanilang pag-iiyak-iyak. So, we don't want to shield them doon sa discipline na kailangan nilang matutunan. So, sa mga parents out there, it might be a useful tip para sa mga nagta-tantrums na anak. Yan. So, anyway, moving forward, that's point number one. Point number two. Point number one is, tough love is the love that never ceases. Number two is the love that disciplines. Number three, tough love is the love that defeated death. Ito yung pinakapaborito ko sa lahat. Okay, basahin natin to. The love that defeated death. Okay? Romans chapter 8 verse 31 to 39. This is from NIV and I am reading it right now. It says here, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one, the scripture is saying, no one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for you and for me, for us. And sabi dito, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, verse 37, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, okay, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the amazing things when we talk about tough love is a love that defeated death. Amazing po itong bagay na to, no? A love that defeated death, anong ibig sabihin yan? Alam niyo po, sa mundong ito, may pinakamalakas na pwersa. Ang pinakamalakas na pwersa sa mundong ibabaw ay ang kamatayan. Apparently, pansinin niyo po, simula po, walang nakakalabas ng mundong ito ng buhay. Lahat patay. And may isa lang, si Jesus. He died, but on the third day, he rose from the dead. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Alam niyo po, ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, no? So, and dahil ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan, and sabi ng scripture, all of us, everyone, have fall short of the glory of God. Everyone has sinned. Lahat daw po tayo, nagkasala. So, ibig sabihin, every one of us deserves to die. Death is really right there on our doorsteps, no? But Jesus, dun sa 2,000 years ago, what happened on the cross, Jesus died. And take note, no, ito pong kamatayan ng ating Panginoon na nangyari 2,000 years ago sa cross is not a myth, hindi po siya kathang isip. Sabi nga ng Ben and Ben, no, hindi siya kathang isip, hindi din siya, tama ba Ben and Ben yung nagsabi, no? Hindi siya kathang isip, hindi siya kwentong bayan, hindi siya kwentong kutsero. What happened sa cross, yung death ng ating Lord, is well documented. Saan katutak po ang ebidensya, saan katutak po ang evidences, ang accounts that were written at madami pong witnesses nung moment na yon. And they saw that, yeah, that guy died on the cross. Jesus died and they saw it. Okay? And Jesus was buried in the tomb. Nakita din nila yon. And then after 3 days, okay? After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead. Madami ding nakakita na nabuhay yung mamang namatay. Namatay siya pero nabuhay siya ulit. At hindi lang siya nabuhay on one day. For 40 days, he walked on earth. And madaming tao, actually, in one instance, there are 500 people who saw Jesus na nabuhay. Actually, namatay yun. Alam nila. And nakita nila yung buhay. So meaning to say, the death and the resurrection of our Lord is something that we can be, what do you call this, something to hold on. Kasi hindi siya kwento lang. Hindi siya dahil, sabi ng mga, ng Christianity or sabi lang ng mga, nabuhay si Jesus. Tapos pinaniwalaan mo na. And right now, I would like you to hear this, that Jesus defeated death. Bakit? Ang question, bakit? Okay? The answer here is because He loves you so much. Kaya ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan and He needed to pay for that. But apparently, si Jesus Himself has no sin and he defeated sin and death. Walang kapangyarihan ang kamatayan para i-hold back siya. Thus, He rose from the dead. And anong message ito para sa atin? Meaning to say that there is a love who will go an extra mile in loving you to the point of dying for you on the cross. At hindi lang siya basta namatay. Muli siyang nabuhay. Bakit? Dahil mahal na mahal na mahal ka niya. And that is the cross right there. That is the love that will never cease. That is a love that disciplines and that is a love that will die for you. And not just die for you, but even defeated that death. And sinabi to sa passage na to, no? Okay? That love, who shall separate us from that love? Walang makakapag-separate. Binanggit nung writer ng Roman ni Paul sa letter na ito na kahit na ano pang iharang mo sa pag-ibig na yan, walang makakapagpahinto. Kasi bakit? Kahit kamatayan, hindi napigilan ang pag-ibig na yan. So right now, if you are feeling na parang alayo mo sa Panginoon, parang hindi ka maaabot ng Panginoon, wala ng pag-asa, parang ganun. Nagkakamali ka, kapatid. And that is a big lie from the devil. Bakit? Jesus died and on the third day, He rose from the dead. He wants to reach you out. And that is love for you. Alright? And to end, okay, to conclude tong passage nito, I would like to read another passage. John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Sabi ng ESV, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Alam niyo po, tough love is a love that saves. That's a bonus point. Tough love is a love that saves. Meaning to say, sa mga pagkakataon na iniisip natin na parang we cannot be saved, hindi na tayo maayos, hindi na tayo mababago. Probably your relationship sa bahay, sa family, or ikaw mismo, yung puso mo. Alam mo sarili natin, alam natin puso natin. Alam natin ang lahat ng pinagagawa natin. And we're thinking, no one will ever love us. I would like you to hear this. For God so loved you that He gave His only Son so that you will not perish but have everlasting life. Ganan kakamahal ng Panginoon. He died for you to save you, to reach out. Alam mo yun, naalala ko nung moment na itong passage. This is a basic verse in Christianity. Alam natin to. But for me, this is a very deep one. Nung yung realization na alam mong bulok ako, alam ko na bulok ako, alam ko yung background ko, alam ko yung lahat ng ginawa kong kasalanan. And then 17 years ago, nadinig ko na mahal ako nitong God na to. And I surrendered my life to Him. And hearing these words that for God so loved me, that's why He sent His Son to die for me. Parang wow! Alam niyo po, for 17 years na po akong Christian, no? At simula nung sinuko ko yung buhay ko sa Panginoon. At hanggang ngayon, up to this very moment na nakatayo ako sa harapan niyo, nakikita niyo ako sa screen, no? Ang hirap pa rin lunukin na mahal ako ng Panginoon. At niligtas niya ako. He placed my feet on that solid rock. Alam mo, lumulubog ka na eh. Papalubog ka na eh. And someone reached out to you, which will lead me to my next point. Okay? Tough love is a love that reaches out. Alam mo, nireach out ako ng Panginoon. May kamay na inabot. And Ben, ito ka. Mahal na mahal kita. And that is amazing. And I'll tell you, the Lord is reaching out to you right now. This message, probably you're hearing this. Probably first time mo nakapag-join sa amin ngayon. It's not an accident. The Lord wants to reach out sa'yo. Gusto kang abutin ng Panginoon. May pinapaalam siya sa'yo. Mahal na mahal na mahal ka niya. Alright? And to further, to wrap up yung aking discussion, may nagtanong kay Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 40. It says here, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Okay. Verse 37, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Ganun kadami yung commandments sa Torah, sa first five books ng Bible, 602. At pinagdalawa lang ng Panginoon. Kinompress niya doon. Ano daw? Mahalin ng Panginoon higit sa lahat ng buong-buong puso, ng buong pagkatao natin. At ang pangalawa, mahalin din natin ng ibang tao. There's a passage in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 21. Sabi dito, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us." Okay? "That God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him," so that to save us, to rescue us. "In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins," kabayaran ng ating kasalanan. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world," or "the Savior of you, the Savior of me. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. So we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have the confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. All right? And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. The thing is, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother or sister whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Nga naman, no? Paano masasabing mahal mo si God, eh yung tao nakikita mo, hindi mo mamahal eh. Okay, yung asawa mong katabi mo, hindi mo mamahal. Paano masasabing love mo si God? Nga naman, it makes sense. Okay, it says here, and this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. And alam nyo, I would like to give emphasis on this, no? Mahirap hugutin yung pagmamahal na yun sa sarili lang natin. Yeah, for example, may na-betray ka, nasaktan ka, nasugatan ka, na-backbite ka, tinalikuran ka, or probably physically, emotionally, verbally, yung abuse na nangyari sa'yo. And you're thinking, hirap magmahal, mabira yung naranasan ko, hindi mo alam. But it says here that we should love one another. And ang hirap hanapin ng pag-ibig na yun kung saan katutak yung adverse conditions na meron tayo. The tough things that we went through. But amazingly, in this passage, binanggit dito, we love because he first loved us. Kaya nating magmahal hindi dahil magaling tayong umibig, magaling tayong magmahal. Mabulaklak ang ating pananalita, no? We love because Jesus first loved us. Siya ang nanguna. Siya ang lumapit sa atin at nag-reach out at sinabi, anak, mahal na mahal kita kahit na gano'n ka pa kabulok. And because of that love, we will be able, okay, na magmahal din ng ibang tao. To reach out to our friends, to our family members, probably yung asawa mo na nakatampuhan mo, yung anak mo na galit ka, or anak, galit ka sa magulang mo. Pwede mo silang mahalin. Kayang mahalin. Hindi dahil mahusay ka or magaling ka, but because he first loved us. And that is tough love right there. Katulad ng binanggit ko kanina, tough love is a love that reaches out. The Lord reached out to us, thus we have the capacity to reach out to others because he first loved us. And that's tough love right there. Let us pray. Father, you are an amazing God. We thank you, Lord God, for that love that you sent to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Ngayon, Panginoon, alam namin sa sarili namin kung gano'ng kapangit yung buhay namin, gano'ng kadami yung kasalanan namin. But here, sa message ngayong hapon, you are saying that there is a tough love. Una sa lahat, that love is a love that never ceases. A love that is steadfast. A love that is ready to discipline us na hindi kami hahayaang ganito lang kami forever, nang ganito lang yung buhay namin. He wants the love that wants us to be better. The love that wants us to mature and to grow up. And above all, Lord God, there's a love that defeated, Lord God, the power of sin in our lives, Lord God. A love that saves. A love that reaches unto us. And Father, for this, we want to thank you, Lord God. We want to lift your name high. We want to say, you are an amazing God. You are the best God. And we thank you. We thank you sa pag-ibig na ito, Panginoon. We thank you, Jesus. You are amazing. You are great. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, right now, I want to pray, Lord God, for everyone na nakikinig, nanonood sa Lord God sa streaming na ito, Panginoon. I pray, Lord God, for everyone in the online community, Panginoon. I pray, Lord God, that as they hear their message, I pray, Lord, that they will be feeling that tough love, Lord God. A love, Lord God, that never ceases. A love that disciplines. A love that defeated death. A love that saves. A love that reach out. Father, dalangin ko po, Panginoon, maramdaman ng bawat isang nanonood ngayon, nakikinig ngayon yung pag-ibig na yon, na hindi mo kami bibitawan, hindi mo kami ile-let go. And Father, right now, we receive that love. We want to hold on, Lord God, to that unshakable, Panginoon. Na Lord God, sa panahon ng pandemic ngayon, Lord God, madami nang nasira, madami nang nagunaw, Panginoon. Madami nang na-shaken, Panginoon. Economies are shaken, governments are shaken, a lot of things are shaken, Panginoon. But right now, we want to hold on unto this. The love, Lord God, that is unshakable, a tough love. And we want, Lord God, to cling unto this love. Okay, Lord God, we want to cling unto this love. And we want to hold on unto you. And right now, if you're that person, you're saying, Pastor Ben, for so long, I am living my life, katulad nung nasa Lamentations, there's crying in me, inside of me, there's a void in my heart, there's a vacuum in me, there's no peace, there is no happiness in me, there's no strength left in me. But right now, I want that love that strengthens me. I want that love that rescues and saves. And right now, if you're that person, you're saying, Pastor Ben, I want that love. Right now, I would like to give this invitation para sa inyo. For some, this is a challenge. And for some, an encouragement. And to a lot of you, this is an invitation to surrender our life to the Lord. Alam niyo po, yung sikwento ko kanina, 17 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. And from that moment on, hindi ko sasabihin naging madali ang lahat. It is still a tough journey for me. But amazing ang nangyari po ng panahon. There is a tough love that is always there for me. And that is the love of God. Something unshakable. And right now, I would like to tell you guys, sa lahat po na nakikinig na viewers natin, if you want to tell God, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you. I would like to lead you in a simple prayer. So, how does it go? Just follow me in this prayer. I will be praying and just pray with me sa panalangin na ito. Okay, just close your eyes and then bow down your head and let's pray. Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I decide to open my heart to you. I want you to be my personal Savior. I want you to be my Lord. Also tonight, today, I decide to turn away from all my sins. And I want to follow you, Jesus. I want to surrender my life to you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for rescuing me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Alright? And if you pray that prayer, I want to pray for you. Kung pinanalangin yung prayer nyo. Father, sa lahat po ng nanalangin ng prayer nyo, I pray, Lord God, you show yourself is strong, Lord God, sa lahat ng nanalangin ng panalangin na yon. Ipakita mo yung kapangyarihan mo. Your power that defeated death. Father, I pray right now that you minister unto them. Sa lahat, Lord God, na nangangailangan ng comfort, send comfort to them. For everyone who needs encouragement, give courage, Lord God, into their hearts. Sa lahat ng kailangan ng strength, physically as well, you minister to those people, Panginoon, in Jesus' name. And Father, right now, we want to glorify your name ngayong hapon sa lahat na nagsuko ng buhay sa iyo, Panginoon. We rejoice with them, Lord God, and we celebrate with them, Panginoon. In Jesus' name. And right now, we want to thank you, Lord God, for the word that we receive this afternoon, Panginoon. Marami pong salamat sa iyong salita. Marami pong salamat, Panginoon, sa pag-ibig na hindi napapagal. Thank you, Lord God, for that love, for that tough love. in Jesus' name. And everything, Lord God, na nabanggit ko po, Panginoon, sa message na to, I bring back all the glory to your name. And Lord God, sa lahat ng mapag-uusapan namin later on, Lord God, sa pagpasok ng mga kasama namin sa panel, sa mga panelists, Panginoon, yung mapag-uusapan namin, we bring back all the glory to your name. Everything will be all for your glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, everyone na nakikinig at naandito sa streaming na to, everyone will say amen to this. Amen, amen.
You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.